Welcome back. Well, the mining industry has moved from being a top GDP contributor to being the biggest drag on the economy, and load shedding isn't doing the industry any favors. Miners have been forced to cut production due to power shortages. Harmony Gold has called off its underground shifts, which will only be resumed once Eskom provides more certainty around providing reliable power supply. And the company's spokesperson, Marianne van der Walt, joins us on the line now with more. Marianne, thanks so much for your time this evening. So, Harmony, amongst the miners that have been forced to cut production this week on account of power shortages, what kind of shutdown are we looking at across your mining operations?
Alicia, good evening. Yes, Harmony has 9 underground mines, and yesterday, after receiving a notice from Eskom that they were planning on reducing the power supply to our underground mines, we simply decided that it would be in the interest of the safety of our employees to not send people underground last night. Added to that, of course, is that we are high power consumers, and we simply did not have enough power supply to continue mining operations. And we also this morning, after lengthy consultation with Eskom, decided not to send the day shift underground. And we continue to monitor the situation and hopefully this afternoon we did manage to send some people underground during the afternoon shift,
yeah. But
I'm still waiting for confirmation of same.
Marianne, what kind of conversations are you having with Eskom right now? Because one assumes that at this point, it's anyone's guess as to how long your mines or your operations are going to be shut for.
Yeah, of course, Alicia, that's very important. You'll recall that in 2008, when we basically had a blackout in the country, or especially in the mining industry, the industry as a whole, together with Eskom, put in place a certain agreement. In terms of that agreement, we offered as an industry our assistance from an engineering point of view to ensure that power is supplied to the mining industry. In exchange, Eskom undertook to ensure that we would have power at least to withdraw people from underground if our generators weren't able to support or provide enough power to get our people back to surface. So we continue engaging with them. Very important to us, of course, is the communication due notice to be given when they do plan these shutdown or load shedding. We've certainly played our part over the last couple of years as Harmony to reduce consumption. We've even changed mining plans. As an example, at Bambanani, we stopped mining certain areas required very high consumption of energy. So we need more certainty.
Yeah.
And I think as citizens of South Africa, we need more certainty as to when the power will be provided. So the communication is ongoing. They've been incredibly supportive, very transparent from their side.
That guarantee from Eskom's side that was decided on not forthcoming at this stage.
Unfortunately not, Alicia.
Okay, of course, from a safety perspective, this compromises, as you highlighted, any of the safety protocols you have in place, and that's too risky, a stance to take. But with underground shifts now halted and only to resume once Eskom can provide assurances of more reliable power supply, Marianne, how much lost production are we potentially looking at here?
Well, if we just look at the past quarter, where Harmony produced around 8,700 kilograms over 3 months, we basically look at about 85 to 95 kilograms per day that could potentially be lost. I hasten to add that, of course, we will have discussions with our union to see whether we can make up these lost production days sometime during December. But, of course, we are moving into holiday season,
yeah.
so that that could potentially be compromised. But we continue to monitor the situation to see exactly what the impact will be. We are trying to do as much as we can. We are allowed to continue with emergency services. That means that we can continue with our water pumping, with our cleaning, upkeeping the mine in general, ensuring that the underground areas aren't damaged. So we will, of course, update the market if we do establish that these stoppages result in material impacts on our annual guidance.
Yeah, just translate that into costs that comes at, because it's not only output volumes to consider here, but also idle capacity.
Yeah, that's very true. And it's very, very difficult to actually attach or link a specific amount to it. It's possibly, you could argue that it's normal operational costs. And of course, we have all sorts of contingencies and plan and in place, and we make provisions for these in our operational plans. But the reality, Alicia, is that if we don't produce, obviously that cost, that pushes up the cost. So very important that we catch up these kilograms.
Is it too early to call, Marianne, in terms of implications on operational capacity? Are jobs at risk?
No, I think it's too early to have that sort of discussion. Harmony has always, I think being a South African miner for close to 70 years, we've always shown that we're very resilient to all of these external impacts on our operations. And jobs obviously continue to be extremely important to us. And we hope, that Eskom understands all of these indirect impacts, but certainly too early to say whether it will impact jobs. It's unlikely. At Harmony, it's unlikely.
I've got to ask you, Marianne, is Harmony rethinking its South African exposure right now, and how much of its future investment needs to be more outward-looking on a geographic basis?
Yes, Alicia, I think generally as South African investors and as South Africans, we all have these sort of discussions. But at Harmony, we remain committed to all of the issues or remain committed to the operations and operating in South Africa despite all of these issues. We've proven that over the years we've been able to take over mines that people no longer want to mine. We've proven that we can extend those lives despite all of these pressures we have on our margins, and the reality is that we have to continue influencing what happens in the country as a whole, and we do that through industry forums, very good relationships with government as well, making sure that they know exactly what the impacts are. I mean, as we speak during the course of today and last night, we've had various discussions with the stakeholders of the company so that they understand exactly the sort of pressure we're under.
Marianne, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Marianne van der Walt is spokesperson for Harmony Gold.